Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Make sure you come back. Yeah, go get the water, but you got to finish this test. It ain't that serious. It's not that hard. I never see the way you guys. You got a quiz going on. Monjay, you got to sit down, sir. You got a quiz going on.
Okay, finish up. Put your name on the outside, right?
Okay.
No.
Thank you. talking about.
Okay.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We appreciate you joining us today. We are having the Juma prayer services today at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Los Angeles, California. And this is the Juma. And every week on Fridays, no matter where we are in the world, all of the Muslims stop. And we observe the Juma prayer services. And that's what we're doing here today. And I am your khatib for the day, speaker for the day, Muhammad Khatib. We're here in Los Angeles, California. We thank Allah for giving us this opportunity and for the wonderful guests that we have at the Veterans Administration Hospital, the staff here, Muslims here. We have big stacks of Holy Quran translations that we're giving out to make sure that all the Muslim patients here and other guests, other people who would like to have a copy of it would have a copy of it. And we also want to let the Blog Talk Radio station know that we appreciate their continued support of Imam Amin Yasir Muhammad. And we appreciate him so much. He's been doing this for us for years and years, and in more than 5 years. I believe we're headed towards, quickly headed towards about 7 or 8 years of association with Brother Amin. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go ahead and we already called it in. We're going to go ahead and open up the Juma in just a moment. We appreciate you once again. So give us one moment. We're going to call the second adhan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة Ya man fala, ya man fala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. Again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu wa astainahu, wastaghfiruhu, wastaghfiruhu, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And we, in the translation, we're saying that we seek refuge with Allah, we're asking His forgiveness, and we're praising Allah, and asking Him to have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. We bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. We bear witness that Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, is Allah's messenger that he sent to us, and his servant that he sent to guide us, to lead us, to be the human example, the human model, the best human being that ever lived, and even better than the, in his example and in his life and his accomplishment than the other prophets and the other messengers. You know, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, David, Solomon, Joseph, better than all of these great men. So that's why Muhammad is called Khair Mursaleen, the best of the messengers, the best. And he is the human model that Allah has established in our life. That's exactly how Allah wants the human being to perform his life, to live the human life. We thank Allah for guiding us, helping us, saving us, showing us the right way. We thank Allah for guiding us to this way of life. Al-Islam covers everything. There's no question. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Wala," that there's no questions that can be asked that Allah doesn't send you the perfect answer, the truth, and the best explanation of it. Best. وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا ذِكْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. Please make sure your phone is on mute, brothers and sisters. Please make sure your phone is on mute. Thank you.
Next stop will be 39th Street. You see David Bell.
Okay, apologize for the interruption. So we have to make sure that everything that we're doing comes out right. We're working on it. But we're saying that Allah says about the Holy Quran that there's no question or any kind of concern that can be brought up about the Holy Quran except that Allah has all of the answers about it, the best. Not only the truth about it, but the best explanation of it so that you fully understand, we fully understand what's going on with the Holy Quran. It is a book of answers. It is the prophet, peace be upon him, as a person who carried those answers and brought that information to us. He's called a messenger of Allah. This is the most comprehensive religion. Comprehensive means that it covers everything. Covers everything. Excuse me, we got a call to this. Brothers and sisters, please make sure your phone is on mute. Thank you. Please make sure your phone is on mute. I'm
moving on. The next stop will be 48.
Okay. This time we'll have to drop the call if we can't get them to be on mute because we're on the radio. So we're doing what we can. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for blessing us with brothers and sisters who want to join us on the Jumu'ah day. The line that they call in on sometimes is the same line that the radio station is on, so we have to have it maintained. It has to be very quiet. And, I apologize if I have to not be able to carry their line. But brothers and sisters, we have the most comprehensive religion on the planet. Covers everything. that covers your life from beginning to end. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And not only are we seeking knowledge personally, but we are filled with an environment that is knowledgeable about everything and every concern, every matter, all of our lives. In the Muslim community, we know, we already know what to do for husband, for the man and woman that want to get married. We already know how to help them with their marriage, how to help them through their life. When they have children, what to help, what to say, what to help them with through the child's life, what the concern is. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the parents have an obligation to make sure that the children have Islamic knowledge. We're extremely powerful, the best. Allah says your culture, your community as a Muslim, your culture is the best. You don't have to go bragging to anybody, I'm the best, I'm the best. You know, it was Satan who said, I'm better than anybody. I'm better than Adam. I'm better than a human being. That's what he said to Allah. We have all this in the Holy Quran, so we know how the information goes, how the reality, the history goes. And there was a time in our history when Satan challenged Allah about Adam, the first human being. And Satan declared himself to be better than Adam, the being that Allah was making to rule the earth or to be his caretaker of the whole earth. And Satan said, I'm better. But that was Satan being bad, like he is, and declaring himself to be so great. But Allah says in the Holy Quran that what he made is great, that the human being is great, that Adam is great, that we are the children of Adam, that what we have and who we are is great. And am I just talking? Am I just talking and saying things like that? No, Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. That you are the best of people that he has made for the benefit of mankind, for the benefit of all people, for the benefit of everybody else. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best of people involved for the benefit of mankind, inviting to all that is good, forbidding all that is wrong, and believing in Allah, believing in your Lord, Allah. Yeah. So we don't have to declare ourselves to be so great. All we have to do is connection with our Creator, to obey him, to love him, to keep our faith in the Creator. When I say him, I'm not talking about a flesh being. We don't worship flesh beings. We don't worship blood. We don't worship life. We don't worship death. We don't have a story that involves God dying and bleeding and stuff. People being so tough and so bad they can kill him. No, Allah made people. All people can do is be grateful and thankful. That's justice. So we praise Allah, we thank Allah. And what does he do for us? He gives us leadership, gives us rulership, gives us, he said, you are the best people. When you obey him, you are the best people evolved for the benefit of mankind. Inviting to what is good, this is our job. Inviting to what is good, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's our strength, that's our power all over the earth. So that he would be the vicegerent or the caretaker of the earth, like the leader, the one who has helped keep everything in order. You know, we live in societies on the earth where man wants to claim that he can keep everybody in order. So what does he do? He gets his armies and he goes out and beats up on everybody. He gets his thugs. Assalamu alaikum. Good to see my brother. He gets his thugs and he goes out and he creates disorder instead of order. I hope everybody's listening on the radio that you could hear me. Instead of creating order, he's creating disorder. This is police forces and his armies and his bullies and his cartels. And if you don't think that just because somebody says they're an army or a police force that they're good, there's countries and groups with police forces and armies and lots of people follow them that are horrible, that are evil, that are wicked. In fact, Allah says in the Holy Quran, he tells Satan, go ahead with your army of people that's going to follow you. Go ahead with your army, with your go ahead with your followers, people that are following. And Allah says that because they follow Satan, because they follow the devil, they have to go to hell with the devil. And so we as Muslims, we want to verify that we are followers of the Creator, Allah. That we are not doing our own thing. We are not doing what the bullies in society wants us to do. The best thing you could do for yourself, brothers and sisters, is learn what Allah wants for you and do the same thing Muhammad did, peace be upon him, by following what Allah wants us to do. When we obey Allah, when we keep faith in Allah, when we say, I'm going to try to, in my life, I'm going to try to exclude everyone. I'm going to try to exclude or leave out everyone as leader in my life. I'm only going to worship the one who made me. That's what Abraham said, peace be upon him, the great prophet Abraham, the one we call father of many nations. He said, I'm only going to follow the one who made me. That's the one I'm going to obey. That's the one I'm going to bow down to. I'm going to obey. I'm going to obey and bow down to Allah, the Lord of the world. No partner has he. That tells you right there, no partners with Allah. The worst thing you can do is try to have a partner with Allah. And when I say leave out everyone, don't follow nobody but Allah, I'm talking about yourself too. Look in the Holy Quran and you'll see what Allah wants you to do with yourself. Read how Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, obeyed Allah. It's all in the Quran. If you see what he did and follow what he did, and as a result of what Allah said in the Quran, if you read what Muhammad said and what he did, how he lived, you will be leaving everybody out in your life except Muhammad. When it comes to human beings. But even Muhammad is not Allah, peace be upon him. Even Muhammad is not Allah. So we don't try to break Muhammad off from Allah. We say, if I were a human being who could obey Allah completely and perfectly with all my might, all my love, all my strength, all my faith, I would be following Muhammad, even over my parents, even over myself. Because Muhammad will be bringing to us, peace be upon him, he will be bringing to us exactly what Allah says that Allah wants us to do with ourselves. Muhammad did that so excellently that we often call him the Quran walking or the Quran in the flesh, the word of Almighty God in the flesh. Call God's word too. But Jesus did not have a completed mission. And Jesus did not teach us all the things about life and all the things about family life and all the things about society life, business life that Muhammad did. So that's why Jesus can't be Khayr al-Mursaleen, excuse me. That's why Jesus can't be Khayr al-Mursaleen, the best of the messengers. But Muhammad is the best of the messengers, the best human being that ever lived. Mankind didn't get a hold of Muhammad and kill him. Story didn't circulate that they killed Muhammad and he has to come back someday. Muhammad never left. If you look inside the Holy Quran, you'll see that Muhammad never left, peace be upon him, and peace be upon Jesus. Muhammad never left. Muhammad completed all that was asked of him by Allah, and required of him by Allah, and commanded by Allah. And we look inside the book, the Holy Quran, and we see every single thing that Muhammad thought, every single thing that he said, every single thing that he was commanded by Allah to do. And I don't mean just the ordinary things. I'm talking about the divine things, the divine commandments. That's what Muhammad left us with, and that's what we see when we open up the Holy Quran. We see him faced with all the challenges that a good person is faced with. And they told him things, they had things like, if you're so great, how come we don't see no angel with you? How come we don't see with all the riches? How come we don't see no treasure? Tanzun, I think is the word. How come we don't see no treasure with you? How come we don't see great territories of gardens with all kinds of fruits and everything you want with you? How come we don't see that you are completely supplied with all your produce and everything and all that? What kind of a messenger are you to walk through the streets and eat food? That's what they asked. It's right in the Quran. So they gave him some very harsh challenges. They tried to assassinate him ongoingly. Small groups of individuals tried to assassinate him, but keep in mind, these were the ones that tried to kill him first. These were his relatives. Cousins, uncles, they hated him because they thought he was trying to change their life to a worse life by telling them to stop worshiping statues, idols. But when he was younger, they loved him because he never challenged the system. He didn't buck the system. But when he told them, you've got to get rid of these statues and that there's nothing worthy and no one worthy of worship except in Allah, and there's no one worthy of worship except Allah, nothing's worthy of worship except Allah, and that your statues are an abomination, that your statues are filthy, horrible, evil, sick, weak representation of what religion is supposed to be or what worship is supposed to be or what a deity is supposed to be. They're evil, they're wicked, they're nasty, they're abominable. They're not worthy of worship or my attention. They're not worthy of my obedience. That's what Muhammad was telling them. I know that sounds harsh. It was probably real hard on the Arabs. Their reaction showed how hard it was on them. But that's what Muhammad was commanded to tell them and to be like. He refused. He's not the only messenger that didn't like idols. We know a gigantic history about Abraham. And that Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, that he actually broke the idols. He broke them. Took an axe, I believe it was. And he smashed their idols, the things they worshiped, the things they thought was God. He smashed them. So don't say, well, I see why they was angry with Muhammad because he was talking against their idols. No, he wasn't the only one. All of the prophets, in one sense or another, or one way or another, smashed the idolatry, came against the idolatry, smashed the idols of the ones who worship these false things. Now, if I said to you, hey, y'all, here come Apollo riding across the sky in his golden chariot, coming out of heaven to help us on earth, they'll laugh me out of life. They'll just laugh at me and say, you crazy. Apollo ain't real. Well, I'm here to tell you, when I say Apollo, I'm talking about an idol that lived thousands of years ago that the people worship. All the people in that land worship Apollo and the Jupiter type, what do they call them, Zeus or Jupiter. They worship that, Minerva and the Cupid, and you still be hearing that silly stuff. Valentine's Day, you know, shoot you in the booty with an arrow and you're going to be in love. How that's going to make you love somebody and pain. But that shows you how silly their idolatry is. It's ridiculous. It's filthy. It's ignorant. It's crazy. It's a waste of time. And now the stuff that we laugh about their idolatry and ancient idolatry, Egyptian idolatry, used to worship cats and eagles and all that stuff. You still see eagles on some people's flags and stuff. The stuff that we now laugh about, they used to worship that wholeheartedly. We have evolved to the point, because of the legitimate prophets, we have evolved to the point to where we don't worship any visible, anything you can see, no statues, no stones, no pictures. We don't have pictures hanging on our wall. We don't have statues on our dashboard and outside of our religious centers. We don't go and smash them and break them down and stuff like that, but as Muslims, we're told we have to psychologically smash that stuff, that we are forbidden to give ourselves to any kind of idol in any kind of form. And we are told, as Muslims in our culture, in our way of life, we're told to pronounce it, that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except the unseen, almighty reality. That's who Allah is. He's the unseen, means you can't see him. He's here now. He's all-powerful because look at all the seen things that he made that are natural and normal and real, that are necessary. He made this air that I'm breathing. Oh, that's necessary. He made your body, that heart that's beating in your chest, your whole system, your brain that can understand what I'm talking about, your mind, your thinking, your ability to move about it in your mind and be intellectually creative and wise, gain knowledge and use that knowledge constructively, wisdom. Brothers and sisters, let us use this. Give me 1 second. We're going to merge the line. Let's see what we can do. We're not going to merge.
Hello.
That's not going to work. Give me 1 second, brothers and sisters. Now, hang on. I don't know if that's going to work. Hang up and call them back. Apologize. See what we can do here. Okay, let's see what we can do here. Apologize. We have callers that call in. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. We have callers that call in, and we want to see if we can get them both to merge and be together.
You have
good. Okay.
213-804-1145. Please leave your name, a number, and a brief message, and we'll call you back. Bye-bye.
I messed up.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay. I'll leave them to do what they're going to do. Alhamdulillah. So we got the radio line, and then we have another phone that carries. We are on a roll here about making sure that we make it very clear that we as Muslims worship only Almighty Allah. We worship him. He's the unseen. You cannot. You're not worshiping Allah correctly. You can call Allah all you want. But if you're not, if you think you could have an idol, a statue, or some kind of physical representation of Allah, or anything you can imagine, and say that's Allah, you're wrong. You're on the line. I'll hang up. So, we worship Allah unseen. You worship him correctly when you see him as how he says he is. He says, my faithful servants know me because of how what I told them I am and told them how I am. And one of the names of Allah, he says, his greatest attribute is his mercy. Ar-Rahim, he's most merciful. Look at the mercy throughout the creation. Even if you look at the animals, how the mother animals take care of the young animal. Look at that mercy. Look at how your heart beats and you breathe and all these wonderful things that Allah has created for us. Look at that mercy. Look at that power in that mercy, that activity and that action in that mercy that provides for us ongoingly, nonstop. If he was a dead statue, he can't help you. We don't have any representation or idea of God that man could come and you just jump on God and take him over, set him up, lie on him, murder him. We don't have anything like that. We got the reality. That's one of the names of Almighty God. He's the ultimate reality. He's the real reality. He's the truth. So we worship the truth, the highest truth, the highest truth. Not the truth of I can use my legs to walk across the street. Inside of the highest truth is the fact that you've got legs. So you should be grateful. And you should fall down even though your legs work and say, Almighty God, thank you. And the fact that he'll let your mind want to go take you from one location to another location, that's a mercy from Allah. He's given a human being and the whole creation movement. The things that are breathing got movement. The wind got movement. The sun got movement. The earth got movement. Allah created action and blessed you to be able to stand as his representative over all that action and all that power and all that help. Not as a creator of Almighty God, no, but as his servant, his blessed servant, who because of your obedience, he keeps giving you all these miracles to work in your life and to make you happy. You know how happy you are that you can breathe, that your heart and body works right, and how sad you get, depressed you get when you see things going wrong? You better wake up and become more aware of what's going on with you and how you should be thanking the Creator for helping you, for saving you, for giving you power, for giving you presence, giving you reality. Well, Allah is the ultimate reality. He knows everything. If he didn't know everything, all these things wouldn't be here and they wouldn't work together. Get all this unity and everything. Everything is connected properly. And when it gets out of order, oh, boy, we're sad. We're sad. Well, the devil wants to take things out of order. He wants to get in between anything that makes you happy and successful. He wants to get in the way. He wants to get in between you and that. Your ultimate success comes from Allah. Your ultimate success comes from Allah, and the devil wants you to be ungrateful to Allah, and Allah says in the Holy Quran, that's what makes man fail, is because he forgets Allah, and he becomes ungrateful for what Allah is doing for him. I had somebody the other day, they told me they were hungry, and I said, well, one thing I got is what I'm going to eat, was a peanut butter sandwich. And they started actually cursing. Oh, no. I don't want that. So I forgot my old rule, which is, If you refuse the peanut butter sandwich, I ain't giving you nothing. But I forgot and went on ahead, bought him a burger. But the stance we got to take, and that just shows how much mercy Allah has put into creation. Because does he destroy you, or strike you down immediately because of your ingratitude? If he did, it wouldn't be nobody on earth. But Allah says he give you time to recover your mind, recover your senses, and think about it and learn the real ways so that you can hopefully become one of his worshipers and show your gratitude for all of his mercies and all of his help, and all of his power and all of the action and all of the goodness that he put in life for you to be happy about. There should be nobody walking around on the earth that doesn't have a smile on their face or some sort of pleasant position. Some people don't like to smile all the time. But you should have a happy heart. Everybody says that. Whether you smile or not, you should have a glad heart because of what Allah is doing for you. We call Allah Allah. We speak some Arabic. I'm happy to know some Arabic. Many of our ancestors, before we were stolen and kidnapped and brought to America and the French colonies, English colonies, the Portuguese colonies, before we were kidnapped and brought out of Africa, land we had been in for thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, thousands, thousands of years. I get stuck on something sometimes because I think part of that is grows out of anger. The fact that somebody, it's outrage. It's outrageous that one group of people would brutalize another group of people. Like they so-called think themselves some kind of God. Well, Allah says one day he will destroy, he will painfully destroy all these people that think they got so much command over everything and everybody. Yeah. But for people to do that to another people, we should be outraged. Then what are you going to do about it then? Well, you don't have a big old army. You don't have all kind of munitions and trained people, special forces, and see in the dark, scenery and equipment, and heat sensing stuff that can feel you right through a wall. You hide behind a wall, and the heat sensing stuff look right through the wall and blast you through the wall. You don't have all that stuff. Well, what do you have? You have Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Some people might say, well, what good does that do me? All the good in the world, if you got any sense, if you really understand, you realize that Almighty God, he don't need no army to fix a fool, to pay somebody back. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, he will pay them back more than what they took, more than what they did. We have to have that kind of faith, because when you got that kind of faith, then here come heaven. Here come the beings that live in heaven with Almighty God. He sends them to help you with the most powerful help that exists. Even if you don't see the help that comes to you, and even if you don't see the end result of it, believe me, when your life ends, you are going to be with the Creator to be judged for how you carried out your life. Yes, we are. That's justice. That's real justice. So don't worry about all the big armies and all these rascals that fight you over paper, fight you over gold, fight you over silver, diamonds, rubies, sapphire, rubber, whatever they go, you know, they go land to land to land and take people's stuff that Allah blessed them with. Interrupt. That's Satan. Interrupt. Coming between you and your blessings and the treasures that Almighty God give you to help you during your life, to strengthen you, to keep you safe, to give you things that you can trade with other people so that you got something they need, they got something you need. Now, both sides are happy. You might have a thousand trading partners just to bring about stability in your society or in your community. So people trade, they trade, and bring it about. Strength and brings about convenience for the life that we have on the earth. Allah says he gives you these conveniences. But what should you say? You should say, oh, praise to Allah. Thank you, Almighty God, Allah. Thank you, Allah. Don't be ashamed to call Allah, Allah. That's his real name. In Arabic, we used to speak the Arabic before we were brought, stolen from the area of the world that we lived in. The Arabic had gotten to us and we could speak it. And if you, the African people, as a group, they speak many, many, many languages. Some Africans speak dozens and dozens of languages because the people all around them in other countries and other lands all around them, there was very groups of black people. All of them weren't black. Some of the people far distance away. So some of the people that came from Arabia, they had learned not only, they knew not only Arabic, but they knew religious Arabic. They knew Allah's revelation put into Arabic because the people there were Arabs, and so Allah gave the revelation to an Arab. Why would he give it in some other language that the Arabs don't even speak? He put it in a language. So that Arabic finally got down into the African areas, and in some African countries, Arabic has been there from the beginning. When they first tried to kill Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and some of his followers, he sent them to Ethiopia. That's Africa. That was 1,400 years ago. But he got down into, even with, started going west, and he got down into West Africa. And the West Africans have been speaking Arabic and knowing al-Islam and having Muslim names for 700, 800, 900 years. So don't tell me it's wrong for the African people, the West African people, to be Muslims, speaking the highest language in the creation, Allah's own words. That's what Arabic is. Quran, the Holy Quran, is Allah's own words. The Quranic Arabic is Allah's own words. Don't tell me I can't speak that language of my forefathers or relatives or whoever. That's why when they stole us and brought us to these various colonies, the French colonies, the English colonies, America's English colonies, American and English. Old English came over here in the Revolution. They broke off, started calling themselves American, but they're from England and other countries, but mostly England. Don't tell me that I can't speak various languages. The reason they didn't want us to learn anything is because they had to interrupt the languages that we knew as African people when they had stolen us and made us slaves to use us over here to grow their cotton and sugar cane, rice, clear the land of lumber, build plantations and all that stuff. They wouldn't let us learn that if they caught you reading something or learning something or trying to speak some other language other than this Boyan Ian language, that it was an animal language that they were trying to push on us and turn us back into almost a caveman existence, keep us naked. We had been Muslim wearing clothes for hundreds of years before they even came over here. We only been over in America 400 or 500 years. We was Muslim 700, 800, 900 years ago in Africa before we got attacked by the savage. And we still, it forced on us what they wanted us to think is reality. They forced us. Right now I'm talking to you in the language of the savage. I can speak it good, too. But I can speak Arabic good, too. I can speak Spanish good, too. Nothing wrong with my brain. I can learn anything a lot. I can speak nature good, too. I can speak nature. I can make the sun and the water talk to you. I can make you see a sign in the nature, in what Allah says is in the water and in the sky and in the rain and in the produce that the earth produces. I can make you see. I can make it speak to you. By Allah's permission, bi'ithni Allah. By Allah's permission, bi'ithni Allah. Yes, this is what this religion is doing for us, brothers and sisters. It's picking us up so fast while all these rich dummies are stuck here, scared to death. That's why they treat you so bad, because they said, those rich dummies say, if I did somebody like that, I'd be scared of you. I know I'd be trying to kill them. We ain't been trying to kill them. All we asked them for was a little freedom. All we trying to tell them is, I am somebody. Let me be a human being. And they didn't want to do that. Sick dogs on you and stuff. Brothers and sisters, we've been through a lot. We've been going through that lot for a long time. But you see where many of us are. If I call myself a dog, they'll pay me. I'm dog, I'm dog, I'm dog man. Let me sing you some songs. I think you feel happy and talk to you about drugs, lust, falsehood. Oh, they pay people like that a lot of money. A lot of money. Let me play music for you. Let me be an athlete. Let me be a boxer, knock your head off. Let me, you know, on the plantation for entertainment, they would have us beat each other to death. They would pick out the best fighters, the strongest men, and fight to the death. And if they didn't fight to the death, the slave master would get so mad if his boy lost, kill him. You ain't no good no more. Or he'll tell his slave master buddy, yeah, he lost, man. I'm going to give you the honor of blowing his head off. Brothers and sisters, we've been through a lot. Some of us, many of us think that slavery was so, they were even romanticized. It was okay. It wasn't that hard. It wasn't that bad. What? Millions of people working for hundreds of years for free, total disposal of a devil, a rascal, who could put his lust on your mama anytime he wanted to, your sister, your wife, your daughter, your son, kill you for trying to learn how to think and not wanting to be an animal. You declare yourself a human being. They had laws that said you're not a human being. Brother, you better wake up, brother and sister. You better wake up. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're going to become Muslims. We're going to go back to who we were, real human beings who dare somebody to offer us drugs and alcohol so we could be stupid and they could take our life and everything we got. A drug dealer starved to death if he come to me with anything. I was telling somebody the other day, I'm not no thief. I ain't stealing your stuff. Our virtues would be so high, we'll make the so-called wisest, smartest, I'm talking about Supreme Court, generals in the army, presidents, senators, judges in the courts. We'd make them look stupid. That's how much dignity we have. And high life and good thinking. They're thinking. See, that's what they're scared of. They're scared of your mind. That's why they want to keep you an animal and not let you learn nothing for 100 and some years. Scared of your mind thinking against them. And declaring in your heart and in your mind that they are devils and not gods. Okay, you don't have to call them not devils. But they're not gods. Yeah, just tell them. Don't call them the devil, because we have some people that call them the devil. Don't call them the devil. Just tell them, you're not God, and I'm not going to look to you to tell me anything about who you say is God, you rascal. See? You ought to have that attitude. Then what's going to happen to you? You know what's going to happen to you? You will get freer and freer and freer psychologically, mentally, humanly. You're going to get freer and happier. You're going to see angels. Prophet Muhammad SAW said, when you worship Allah like that and declare that you will give your allegiance only to Allah like that, he said, you're going to see angels in the street like you see humans. What is angel? Is that a person? No. It's a power. It's a force. It's an invisible power and messenger that's sent by Almighty God to make sure that you have miracles each and every day. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to say, good God Almighty, how can this all be going so good for me? They told me I wasn't nothing. They told me I was a nobody. They told me I was an animal. They told me I was a beast. You see on TV, one guy do something, they say, oh, yeah, the man did so and so. As soon as the black man do something, they say, he's an animal. He's a devil. He's a wicked beast. Yeah, they got, you go in the store, they got candles that show the image of a European riding on a horse with a spear getting ready to kill the man that looks just like your next-door neighbor. About the same color as you. And that's supposed to be the devil. So they got religious lies that they use on the world to make the world think they so great that they God and that you, If you don't look like them, or if you ain't included in anything, then you are the devil's thing. Their idea of the devil. When at the same time, they don't realize that what they're doing to people makes them the devil.
Yeah.
What they're doing, and Allah said in the Quran, they will continue to do that. What they're doing to try to prove that they're gods and that somebody that's not of them don't look like him is the devil. What they're doing, Allah said in the Holy Quran, they'll do it and they will continue to do it. And he says that's actually a curse that he put on them that they'll have to bear until the day they meet him.
Yes. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. Let me see what time we got here. We're going to close. We're going to close. But we are so happy that Allah has given us something that makes us understand the difference between right and wrong. Clearly, Al-Furqan clearly distinguished this book, Train Our Mind, the information, the words in here, these divine words from Almighty God, his all words, train our mind, condition our mind, change our life and open our life up, illuminate our life, let us see the difference between truth and what's not true.
that is heavy. That's the heaviest. That's the option of life. That's the object of life. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar." What do we mean by that? He gives you a criteria where you are the best people. You are the best. That's the best kind of mind. One that straightens everything up and gives justice to the atmosphere, to the environment, to the society, to the life. Inviting to what all that is right and forbidding what is wrong. And believing in Allah. See, you're going to stay like that because you believe in Allah. You locked in. You're going to stay like that. One who loves right and don't like wrong. You love halal, clean, the things that are permissible to Almighty God, and you don't want, you deny falsehood, wrongdoing, crime, sin, disgrace. That's how we're supposed to be. And when we make any mistake against that, we say, "Oh, Allah, forgive me, please, because I love doing life like you want me to do life." And he's giving you an example of it, of how to do it through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him. And he's a proof that it can be done. He's a proof, a historic proof, a historic reality that there are people who can maintain a life, their whole life. When you get people like that around, and they start telling you what is legal and what's not legal, this society ain't going to ever tell us what's legal and not legal. Not for real. You got idiots picking up laws, so-called laws. Idiots and criminals telling you it's okay to put chemicals with your natural, pure chemicals that Allah gave you, your beautiful, healthy body. Trillions and trillions and trillions of connections inside your body and outside your body. Make divine sense, all the sense in the world. When you look at the Quran, you see these things. Allah tell you. Say, no. Shaitan's people say, no. The devil's people say, no, go and put some marijuana in it. Go and put some crack in it, some cocaine. I'm down here. I was going to tell the imam, I hope I smell okay, because I'm down here working with the people in the streets a lot. And so I'm always walking around in urine crystals. You know, the wind will blow them urine crystals on you. And you can kill it with alcohol. You spread, you know, alcohol. The alcohol neutralizes, they call it, neutralizes. Soap and water neutralizes. This is why it's 5 times a day, and then take a full bath at least once a week on Jumu'ah. For the Jumu'ah. Before we come to the Jumu'ah, I have to take a full bath. Make sure you smell good, clean. Sometimes it's urine getting in your system. You get on a bus or something, somebody who smoked. When you go to somebody's house, there's smoke. And that smoke be all in their walls, all in their clothes, all in their animals if they got them in there, all in the curtains, all in the couch, all in the carpet, all in the floor, all in the kids. And you stay around there about 15, 20 minutes to see don't you smell like a smoker and you don't even smoke cigarettes and pipes and all that crap. But all this stuff make money for them, for the wrongdoers. They grow tobacco so they can keep that money going. They started the big, gigantic tobacco crops in the United States using the African people, the people that look like us. They started it here. Worked us to death. If you was going to die, you just died in. They started moving the lumber with us, the gigantic millions of acres of trees and all, bushes and shrubs, using manpower from Africa. I'm not complaining and moaning and groaning because we are the inheritors. We're going to get this whole thing if you got your right mind. See, some people think, oh, I can't get it unless you give me a suitcase full of money. You give me a bank account with billions and trillions in there, then I'm somebody. Look how many people jump off a bridge and they were so-called somebody. Kill themselves and they were so-called somebody. Be the worst tyrants on the planet. When they got whole countries at their disposal materially. But they ain't got no sense in their head. You're looking at it on TV every day. We've been living this hundreds of years. We know. We know how devils are. They can't think right. They're ignorant. They're really stupid and rebellious. Criminal. You're looking at it. Don't be scared. It's time to stop being scared. If you stop being scared, you'll really get a big TV look. You'll really get a big panoramic view of the devil and how they're moving and how they're going down so fast if you stop being scared. Be scared to be no Muslim. So Allah said this earth belongs to him, and he's given it to Muhammad and his followers as a masjid, as a place of purity, as a place of prayer. Do you want it? You know what that would feel like if we just give up all the worries and fears? We got hundreds of years of that crap in us, you know. You got to work hard, but every Ramadan, I believe a huge amount of it dies. It's dissolved, neutralized. But just once in your life before you die, just experience it. Say, oh, Allah, we give my whole self to the reality you said I'm supposed to live in. And just go ahead and feel it. Feel it. You'll say, oh. Jesus talked about that, peace be upon him. He asked Allah for that. He said, give us on earth as it is in heaven. Give us on earth as it is in heaven. And the Islamic community is the only community where a group of people, man, woman, child, husband, wife, children, experience heaven on earth for a period of time. No other community has that identity. None. Personally, let's just right now, right here in America, experience what Allah says he wants us to be. I've made you a caretaking agent on earth. The earth belongs to you. I've made this earth pure for you. You can wash and be clean with dirt, fit for prayer. Try it. Do it. That's the reality that the Creator says about you. How can you deny it? Who are you? Who am I to deny what Allah says I am? And Dr. King asking the slavers, please let me be somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Or he's a slap you. Because the devil don't care about you crying. You need power. You need power that's greater than your power. Greater than his power. That's who Allah is. Allah like that's how many. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. So this is all wide open for us if we want it. A great reformer used to say is a field is wide open for the wide awake man. Well, if this Quran don't wake you up, you ain't got no hope. And Allah says it will wake you up. He said, whether you small or great, whether you come slowly or charge into it, whether you, he said, you'll still get your blessing. I was trying to think of a verse. There's a verse that deals with that. And it talks about whether you put forth a small effort or a big effort, if it's a sincere effort, you will be successful and you will be rewarded by Allah. More than what you're doing. That's how Allah is. See, we've been so hoodwinked and so tricked and so hurt and so psychologically decimated by the devils or the people who think they're God besides Allah. We've been so hurt by them and tricked by them that it's hard for us to imagine that all the forces of righteousness could be on our side when these criminals told us that that'll never happen. I own you. I control you. I'll kill you. If I was on the plantation, I'd have been dead. First of all, I wouldn't even know this unless I started talking it right after I got over here from Africa. And then that'd be for a few minutes. No, not that one. Take him out. And in front of everybody, they'd kill me. Say, don't be like him. Call him the bad nigga. He didn't say that. Yeah, they had ones that they didn't let him do nothing. Or they might make him the preacher if he would if he would give in. See, if you represent my interest, if you represent my interest, I'll let you live. I'll let you eat high on the hog. Mm-hmm. And so that's who they are. You think I'm kidding? I've seen it with my own eyes. Come to my grandparents' house, preacher could get just about anything he wanted there. And in many homes, he did. And some of the man's kids were not his own kids because the preacher was doing that to his wife. Yes, it wasn't no big deal because the preacher was strongly supported by the slave, the criminal name, the slave owner. Yes. And many of our people are still trapped in that same so-called dynamic. It's really a sin and a crime and a strategy, a scheme of the devil, a scheme of the society of the people who set this thing up, a scheme of their what they had planned for us. But we don't have the same everything they got because they kept you out of there. That's why they want you to be at the lowest. And he declared himself the highest. Allah got something for all that, though. They can play all they want. Allah said, let them laugh a little. Much will they weep. You'll see it in the Quran during the Ramadan. May Allah bless us. Have mercy upon us, brothers and sisters. Forgive us our sins. Let us stick strongly to what Allah has ordered upon him and the other messengers for us. Muhammad's called Khair Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers. And what he has for us is the best. It's the completed. It's the pure. It's uninterrupted. It's eternal. What is in this Holy Quran, once we get it real good in our mind, in our hearts, in our nature, it will begin to dissolve and destroy. It will begin to wipe away, erase. It will clean us. It will rinse us. It will wash us and rinse us. And change us and bring us back to life after all this damage that's been done to us. You don't go downtown and see all that damage that's done to us. Talked to a lady yesterday. She in and out making sense. On drugs, too. In and out making sense. I said, what you use? He said, man. Oh, really? Half of him was look like a Caucasian people. The other half looked like somebody else. Banging the hell out. You got people that get off the airplane and can't wait to get to the community so they can wash your toes and your fingers and put some paint on them and charge you a bunch of money. And make money off our people being stupid and weak in mind, weak in knowledge. They use us all the time. Won't let you own a football team where you can make trillions. Only as of late, a little bit. And anytime you mess up, they'll take it from you. Look at Bill Cosby. Mess up. You start digging in their treasure and think you can be like them. And won't you be up there? They think you belong low, scraping and crying. Take your family. Take your woman anytime they want to. Make her want them, want the criminal, want the criminal they, more they want their own kind. Go find me the Japanese just like that. Ain't nobody like that on earth. They turn us into some sort of a freak with evil, wickedness, all kind of schemes, so-called legal schemes, man-made so-called laws, criminal-made laws. I'm going to know. We're going to stop this, just because I could go on for probably about 300 or 400 more years. If I could live that long, I hope it don't take that much. But this change is happening fast. I've only been exposed to the Quran since I was about 25 years old. And I believe I've made such a complete in a lot of areas of life that I'm just happy. I'm happy. The worst thing the devil can do is let me keep on living. And the best thing that can happen to me is for my Lord, our Lord Allah, to keep giving us what we need. And if we say, if we have said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness Allah that there's nothing and no one worthy of worship but you, and I will follow the way of Muhammad. You keep on thinking that and feeling that way and being that way. And see, don't you keep getting rewarded with the biggest of rewards. That's what's happening to you. We're being processed right now by the Lord of the worlds.
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yasalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallallahu alayhi wa sallamu taslima. That means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Who you believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our lives. Grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidu Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. Our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Ibrahim and his family. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad followers as you did. Bless Abraham and his family and followers, for surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Our Lord, give us, establish our feet firm, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done and transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those, victory against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqimus salat.
Allahu Akbar. 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 Allahu هكذا نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أسألون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ونعلم أهل الكتاب الأرحام خير المفهوم هم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمد الله. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. May Allah bless each and every one of you. We ask Allah's guidance, help for all of us. We ask Allah that those who are ill get back on their feet and brought to their families. Those who have returned to Allah, we ask Allah's forgiveness and mercy be upon them, and that He would admit them into paradise, and that He would forgive all of us and strengthen us. Let us keep up our prayer. Brothers and sisters, keep wearing your mask. Don't get tired. It's already been announced that they have detected another variant coming across here from Europe and one in China. So let us just be vigilant and strong and don't be discouraged. So may Allah bless each and every one of you. Again, we appreciate the Blog Talk Radio staff for keeping us on and working with us and provide so much leadership by Brother Muhammad. Amin, Yasir Muhammad. And we appreciate him and his staff and the believers here in Los Angeles who support Allah's cause. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.